Some of you have been getting in touch about that lovely Wellington train conductor who stopped the train for 20 minutes and stopped the train in its tracks, really, to talk to and to evict a racist passenger who was taunting an Indian man who was speaking Hindi on his phone. Now, the train was en route to Upper Hutt when the conductor stopped it, called the police and offloaded the passenger who had abused the man. In the past hour, we've actually been able to track down that conductor. Her name is JJ Phillips.
Just as I was walking through doing the tickets, one passenger raised a concern to me when I clipped her ticket. So I finished doing her, and then I went to where this particular passenger was, and she was a teenage girl, and she was being abused at some passengers. And the passengers who were receiving the abuse, I called them out and I asked them what had happened. And this teenage girl was still being abusive towards them. So I called the passenger out and another passenger who had intervened, sticking up for the passenger taking the abuse. I took them outside of the train and got their side of the story as to what was happening. And apparently the Indian passenger was just minding his own business, talking to his friend in their own language, but it appeared to be that this teenage girl had an issue with them talking in their own language, and she was being racist and abusive towards them.
And you weren't having any of that on your train, were you?
No, exactly. No, we don't, you know, we don't put up with a language like that of any kind, whether it be racist, abusive, anything like that. Because, you know, we're carrying passengers to and from A to B. And we want our passengers to get from A to B in a safe manner.
And what did you tell her, JJ? What was your message?
Pretty much I was just telling this young girl to cut her abusive racism comments to herself, and she would just nod her head and just keep swearing. Wow. And then I asked where she was going to, Petone, and then her manner just didn't change at all. So I thought to myself, no, I'm not carrying you on this train. You're off. So when I told her she was getting off, she said no. And I said, well, this train's not moving anywhere until you get off. She just shrugged the shoulders. And I said, right, I'm calling the cops. She goes, fine. That was just her total manner about it.
She was calling your bluff. So, I don't think she expected you to stop that train and make passengers wait for 20 minutes. How did you feel as you decided to do that? Were you in two minds?
No, not at all. Not at all. When it comes to something like that, not at all. Mm. Especially after what we've been through, 15th of March, you know. You know, there's still tender feelings out there. People don't show them, but I'm sure there are. Mm.
Hey, JJ, how did the other passengers react to what you did?
I got a lot of comments, good comments from passengers as they disembarked from the trains.
Because you made them all wait 20 minutes. There was a bit of a risk of maybe even frustrating some of them.
Yes, exactly. And all I could do was just apologise to the passengers. Mm.
But they had your back. They supported what you were doing.
Yes, exactly. I said to them, I don't condone this type of behaviour. Mm.
Now, if you're going to send a message particularly to young people about behaviour on your train or any trains, any public transport or in public altogether, what's your message to them, particularly regarding people who come from overseas and are sharing, in a sense, their own culture, their own language with us?
All I can say to people of all race and creed is that we are here as one people in this country. You know, and we should all share things equally. I mean, we're all living in this country for a purpose. And And treat every person with the same respect that you would like to be treated as, with total respect. Doesn't matter what race you are. Mm.
JJ Phillips there, train conductor from Wellington. That's the golden rule, isn't it? Do unto others.